begging, and I mean begging, to not be sent to the Ninth Circle. And I was not about to listen to another murderer justify killing his wife and himself? By the Nine Circles of Sin, are you fucking kidding me? What do you mean it didn't work? It fucking worked. You reached into hell and pulled me out of my day off. But did you think you could have, I don't know, put a rune here and a mark there to give the portal some fucking idea of who to send over to the other side? But no, we're all sexed up ditzy little succubi. Why should you have to scribe the name of someone's legion into a reference point above? Well, would you look at that? The boy knows his stuff. That's some really powerful summoning you've managed to pull off. This is higher grade than just wanting a quick fuck. You really wanted to ruin someone's day. Yes, it's the mark of the hell beast. I know my family name. What do you mean you wanted Cerberus? You got her. That's right, I said family name. Cerberus hasn't been a one-hound legion for millennia. The old man's retired. Where's my three heads? Where's my day off? I was just getting into a night on the hellscape and you went and fucked it up over some I want to end someone pipe dream. What did you just call me? A mutt? If you haven't noticed, I'm an 8-foot-tall guardian of hell and a direct descendant of Cerberus. And because I am a descendant and not the man himself, you have to make a few changes for this whole thing to work. First, you must include the entire title of the demon you've summoned. Next, because of that small detail you missed, you just pulled off nothing more than a lucky raffle for getting a Cerberus. And because of that, this portal is just that, a portal. It won't do anything in the way of keeping me from you. Finally, you need to learn some manners real quick, tough guy. Sorry is a good start. But how are you going to make up for ruining my night? There's a reason we have so many succubi, you know. Some of us got the lust of three demons in one. I don't get much time off, and I refuse to touch the scum that comes through my gate. I was just about to start blowing some steam off. And now because of you, that's become your job. Get your clothes off, lucky boy. You're getting something out of this after all. Or you could make a mad dash for the door, as if it's only a couple of feet until freedom. Do you like it? A collar and a leash, perfect for a misbehaving boy. Now, you are going to sit nice and still.
Nudus atque vale.
Look, you can scream, but I know it doesn't hurt. There, that's much better. Yes, I burnt off all your body hair as well. Remember, you've got to make this fuck as good as a succubus. You don't see how that's going to matter. The job wasn't all I inherited, you know. Hell, it feels good to finally let myself out after a long servitude. Yes, that's right. A cock. And not just that. I am a Cerberus after all. Look at the base. That's right. A knot. Stay right there. Face against my shaft, balls against your chin, and not on your lips. And keep your fucking beautiful eyes on me. It's hot, isn't it? Must be from all the fire and brimstone back home. Now, seeing as you tried to run away like a little bitch, you get to be treated like one. Like the smell? It's powerful, isn't it? Here, get right up against my balls. Now, I want you to stick your tongue out and draw it from the base of my cock to the tip. Oh, yeah. Take it slow. Revel in the taste. Good bitch. How big do you think it is? 10 inches? No, pet. Open up. Start sucking. Oh, you are getting the exact same treatment as a succubus right now. Creatures made to do nothing more than take as much dick as they can and then take more. I want you to really try and get me off, because if you do, I might leave the knot out. But you're going to have to try really hard, because when you tried to run, I only let you get so far because I was staring at that delicious ass of yours. You know, succubi are all huge, bouncy asses and oversized boobs with bodies made to stretch far enough for any demon to sheath themselves in. But you, oh, you are a firm, tight, unwilling bitch. I want your fucking lips to kiss my knot. To beg it not to spread your fucking ass to the size of an 8-ball. And not you like the fucking bitch you are. That's it, slut. Okay. That's enough. Get over to the bed. On your back. Would you look at that? He's covering himself. Move your hands. Move your hands. Did you just shake your fucking head at me? I said move. Oh. You're harder than me. And still quite a bit smaller. But don't worry, bitch boy. I am a Cerberus after all. It was never a fair contest. Do not fucking touch yourself. I said you were getting fucked like a succubus, and they don't try and masturbate a pathetic cock while I pack them full. Spread yourself for me slowly. Now, seeing as you did such a good job sucking my cock, I'm going to do you a small courtesy that you will thank me for. Go ahead and thank me. Say, thank you, mistress. No, master. Now, along with a gloriously long and hellish thick cock, there is something else. Oh, yeah. I'll rim you just a little bit. Do you like my long tongue? Oh, you really seem to enjoy that. You're leaking. And I was worried I'd miss out on making you drip like a whore. Now, I'm going to fuck you. No, breed you. And I want you to beg. I told you to fucking beg me, not murmur into the sheets. Look at me and beg. Good bitch. I'm going to slowly press the tip into you. And I want you to try really hard to figure out how many inches I can fucking fit into this tight boy butt of yours. Oh, would you look at that? We've already reached the knot. That wasn't so bad, was it? Do you want to guess how much is in you right now? how much hot demonic cock I've managed to squeeze into this tight little hole of yours. No? You'll need more? Well then. I'm going to have to stretch you out a bit more first. Normally, succubi would be moaning like the cock sleeves they are. Like you are. But judging by how much noise you made through your hand just hilting me to the knot once, you are going to scream. And I don't want to miss so much as a fucking whimper. So I'm going to hold your arms for leverage and Katina Ignis. Those chains are going to keep your legs nice and spread for me. Are you sure this isn't what you wanted? I mean, you had to know you couldn't get this from some succubus. You mean you didn't want a big, strong demon from hell to fuck you full? You still haven't stopped leaking. In fact, you're even harder. Be careful, bitch. You don't want to come. Yet. I know enough about you human males to understand how good this feels, and how much you'll disappoint me if you came now and ruined my fun. In fact, if you come before me, I will knot you right here and now. Or is that what you want, bitch boy? Do you want the big, mean demon to spear you on her cock and parade you around hell like some bimbo succubus? Oh, you're coming with me no matter what. Demon summoning is a big deal, bitch. Sure, if you called on some low-level peon, you'd just be up for some life essence. But you went and called me, and that is going to cost you. Not just your body, but your soul. Go on, bitch. Scream. Tell your master how much you don't want this. Scream like I'll spare you from hell. That's enough. Flip over, and... oh? You're covered. You've covered your belly with Pree. Were you scared, bitch? Afraid that this big knot might break you? Or did you just not want to get seated and have our little game end? That your little boy hole would be bred and you'd be whisked off to hell and damnation? Shh, it's all right. I've worked you up to it, and I can see not just your body wants this, but you do. Get on your hands and knees, and move into the middle of the bed. No, don't lie down. Stay like that. Well, how else did you expect a Cerberus to fuck their bitch? Now, take deep breaths. Focus on me, right here by your head, and my tits pressing against your shoulders. What can I say? I'm a big girl. Okay, breathe. 5, 4, 3. There. Sorry. I didn't want to scare you too much. Feel that? That hot, hard breeder's knot? Your ass is already trying to swallow it up. Squeeze my arms if you need to. I want you to rock those hips back. No, you will. Just because I'm being nice doesn't mean I'm giving you a choice. Rock those fucking hips back onto my knot. I won't make you claim yourself, but I want you to show me you really want it. That's it. Up and down. Not too far. Keep my cock deep inside. How have you not come yet? Hell, you've dripped so much. Okay, stop moving. Put your head down and your hand under mine. Yes, I want to hold your fucking hand. Now do it. You are such a good bitch that I'm going to let you touch yourself with your other hand. But you do not come until you feel me push this all the way in. All right. Make as much noise as you need to. I won't stop until I come, even if you black out, so don't forget to breathe. That's it, bitch. You might not have wanted this before, but you just can't wait to feel me fill you up. That's what you want, isn't it? You want your master to give her bitch puppies? Oh, hell. Fuck. Come. Come when I knot you. You are such a good fucking bitch. Oh, you're so fucking tight. Oh, it's like your ass is trying to milk me. I'm gonna breed your fucking ass by the nine rings. Oh, by the nine rings. Oh, feel me filling you up. Oh, take it all, bitch. Take it all. You did such a good job. Now, hey, don't drift off yet. Now, when I get soft enough to pull out, we are going to get cleaned up. Then you're going to get me off again. No, don't worry. I won't knot you again. We need to get back home sooner rather than later. I did warn you. You're mine now. Or you were the second I broke through the walls of that portal. I may have exaggerated a little bit when I said hell and damnation. It's more mine forever because you basically sold me your soul for this. I would say it was worth it, don't you think? Oh, and by the way, it was 12 inches with my knot. I lied. But you'd probably figured that out by now, judging by that dopey look you've got. Rest well, bitch. Your master has plans for you.